The Problems of Philosophy by Bertrand Russell. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Problems of Philosophy by Bertrand Russell is a book that explores the fundamental questions of philosophy. It is written in a style that is accessible to the general reader, and it is intended to provide an introduction to the subject. The book is divided into two parts. The first part is devoted to the problems of philosophy, and the second part is devoted to the solutions to those problems. In the first part of the book, Russell examines the nature of philosophy and its relation to science. He argues that philosophy is not a science, but rather a way of thinking about the world. He also discusses the various branches of philosophy, such as metaphysics, epistemology, and ethics. He then goes on to discuss the various problems that arise in philosophy, such as the problem of induction, the problem of free will, and the problem of the external world. In the second part of the book, Russell examines the various solutions to the problems of philosophy. He discusses the various theories of knowledge, such as empiricism, rationalism, and idealism. He also examines the various theories of ethics, such as utilitarianism, Kantianism, and naturalism. He then goes on to discuss the various theories of metaphysics, such as materialism, idealism, and dualism. Finally, he examines the various theories of religion, such as theism, pantheism, and atheism. The Problems of Philosophy is an excellent introduction to the subject of philosophy. It is written in a style that is accessible to the general reader, and it provides an overview of the various problems and solutions in philosophy. It is an essential book for anyone who is interested in learning more about the subject. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The value of philosophy. Philosophy is a valuable pursuit because it helps us to understand the world and our place in it. It can also help us to make sense of our experiences and to think more deeply about the questions that we face in life. The value of philosophy lies in its ability to help us make sense of the world and our place in it. It can help us to think more deeply about the questions that we face in life, and to understand our experiences in a more meaningful way. Philosophy can provide us with a framework for understanding the world and our place in it, and can help us to think more critically and analytically about the issues that we face. It can also help us to develop our own ideas and opinions, and to think more clearly and logically about the decisions that we make. Philosophy can also help us to develop our own moral and ethical values, and to think more deeply about the implications of our actions. It can help us to understand the implications of our beliefs and to think more carefully about the consequences of our decisions. By engaging in philosophical inquiry, we can gain a better understanding of the world and our place in it, and can develop our own ideas and opinions about the issues that we face. Ultimately, philosophy can help us to become more aware of our own thoughts and beliefs, and to think more deeply about the implications of our actions. By engaging in philosophical inquiry, we can gain a better understanding of the world and our place in it, and can develop our own ideas and opinions about the issues that we face. In this way, philosophy can be a valuable pursuit that can help us to make sense of our experiences and to think more deeply about the questions that we face in life. Main idea number 2. The limits of philosophy. Philosophy has its limits, as it cannot provide us with certain knowledge about the world. It can, however, help us to think more clearly and to form our own opinions about the world. Philosophy has its limits, as it cannot provide us with certain knowledge about the world. It can, however, help us to think more clearly and to form our own opinions about the world. Philosophy can help us to understand the complexities of the world, to think critically and to ask questions that may lead to new insights. It can also help us to understand the implications of our beliefs and actions, and to make better decisions. At the same time, philosophy cannot provide us with absolute answers to our questions. It cannot tell us what is right or wrong, or what is true or false. It can only help us to think more deeply and to form our own opinions. Philosophy can also help us to understand the implications of our beliefs and actions, and to make better decisions. Ultimately, Philosophy can help us to understand the world better, but it cannot provide us with absolute answers. It can help us to think more deeply and to form our own opinions, but it cannot tell us what is right or wrong. Philosophy can help us to make better decisions, but it cannot provide us with certain knowledge about the world. Main idea number 3. The nature of knowledge. Knowledge is not absolute, but is instead based on our experiences and beliefs. We can use philosophy to help us to understand the nature of knowledge and to form our own opinions about it. The nature of knowledge is a complex and often contentious topic. It is generally accepted that knowledge is not absolute, but is instead based on our experiences and beliefs. We can use philosophy to help us to understand the nature of knowledge and to form our own opinions about it. Philosophers have long debated the nature of knowledge, and there are a variety of theories that attempt to explain it. One of the most influential theories is empiricism, which states that knowledge is based on experience and observation. This means that knowledge is not innate, but is instead acquired through our senses. This theory has been used to explain the development of scientific knowledge, as well as our understanding of the world around us. Another theory is rationalism, which states that knowledge is based on reason and logic. This theory suggests that knowledge can be acquired through the use of reason and logical deduction. This theory has been used to explain the development of mathematics and other forms of abstract knowledge. Finally, there is the theory of constructivism, which states that knowledge is constructed through our interactions with the world. This theory suggests that knowledge is not absolute, but is instead based on our experiences and beliefs. This theory has been used to explain the development of social and cultural knowledge. The nature of knowledge is a complex and often contentious topic. It is important to remember that knowledge is not absolute, but is instead based on our experiences and beliefs. We can use philosophy to help us to understand the nature of knowledge and to form our own opinions about it. Main idea number 4. The problem of induction. Induction is the process of making generalizations based on our experiences. The problem of induction is that we cannot be certain that our generalizations are true. The problem of induction is a philosophical problem that arises from the difficulty of making generalizations based on our experiences. It is the problem of how we can be certain that our generalizations are true. The problem arises from the fact that we cannot be certain that our experiences are representative of the whole, and that our generalizations will hold true in all cases. We can never be certain that our generalizations are true, and so the problem of induction remains unsolved. The problem of induction has been discussed by many philosophers, including David Hume, who argued that we can never be certain that our generalizations are true. He argued that we can only make generalizations based on our experiences, and that these generalizations may not hold true in all cases. This means that we can never be certain that our generalizations are true, and so the problem of induction remains unsolved. The problem of induction is an important philosophical problem, as it raises questions about the nature of knowledge and how we can be certain that our generalizations are true. It is a problem that has been discussed by many philosophers, and one that remains unsolved. Main idea number 5. The problem of uncertainty. Uncertainty is a fundamental part of life, and we must learn to accept it. Philosophy can help us to understand the nature of uncertainty and to make decisions in spite of it. The problem of uncertainty is a fundamental part of life. We can never be certain of the outcome of any situation, and this can be a source of great anxiety. We must learn to accept uncertainty and to make decisions in spite of it. Philosophy can help us to understand the nature of uncertainty and to make decisions in spite of it. It can help us to recognize that uncertainty is a part of life, and that it is not necessarily a bad thing. Philosophy can also help us to develop strategies for dealing with uncertainty, such as developing a sense of resilience and learning to trust our own judgment. Finally, philosophy can help us to recognize that uncertainty is a part of life, and that it is not necessarily a bad thing. By understanding the nature of uncertainty, we can learn to make decisions in spite of it, and to live with the uncertainty that life brings. Main idea number 6. The problem of free will. Free will is the ability to make choices without being determined by external forces. The problem of free will is that it is difficult to reconcile with the idea of determinism. The problem of free will is one of the most perplexing philosophical questions. On the one hand, it seems that we have the ability to make choices and act freely. On the other hand, it appears that our choices and actions are determined by external forces, such as our environment, our upbringing, and our genetic makeup. This creates a tension between the idea of free will and the idea of determinism. The problem of free will is further complicated by the fact that it is difficult to determine whether our choices are truly free or if they are predetermined by external forces. If our choices are predetermined, then it would seem that we do not have free will. However, if our choices are truly free, then it would seem that we are not subject to the laws of nature and that our actions are not determined by external forces. The problem of free will has been debated for centuries, and there is still no consensus on the matter. Some philosophers argue that free will is an illusion, while others argue that it is a real phenomenon. Ultimately, the answer to the problem of free will remains elusive, and it is likely that the debate will continue for many years to come. Main idea number 7. The problem of perception. Perception is the process of interpreting the world around us. The problem of perception is that we cannot be certain that our interpretations are accurate. The problem of perception is that we cannot be certain that our interpretations of the world around us are accurate. Our senses are limited and can be easily fooled, and our minds can be biased by our own preconceptions and beliefs. We can never be sure that our perceptions are an accurate reflection of reality. This problem is further complicated by the fact that our perceptions are often subjective. We may interpret the same event differently depending on our individual experiences and perspectives. This means that two people can have different interpretations of the same event, and neither interpretation can be said to be definitively correct. The problem of perception is an important one, as it affects how we interact with the world around us. If we cannot be sure that our perceptions are accurate, then we cannot be sure that our decisions and actions are based on a true understanding of reality. This can lead to confusion and misunderstanding, and can even lead to dangerous consequences if we act on false assumptions. The problem of perception is a difficult one to solve, as it is impossible to know for certain that our perceptions are accurate. However, it is important to be aware of the potential for bias and inaccuracy in our perceptions, and to strive to be as objective as possible when interpreting the world around us. Main idea number 8. The problem of causation. Causation is the relationship between cause and effect. The problem of causation is that it is difficult to determine the exact cause of any given effect. The problem of causation is one of the most fundamental and perplexing issues in philosophy. It is the question of how and why certain events occur, and how they are related to one another. The problem of causation is closely related to the problem of free will, as it is often difficult to determine whether an event was caused by an external force or by an individual's own choices. It is also closely related to the problem of determinism, as it is often difficult to determine whether an event was predetermined or the result of random chance. The problem of causation has been debated for centuries, and there is still no consensus on the matter. Some philosophers argue that causation is an illusion, and that all events are the result of random chance. Others argue that causation is real, and that certain events are caused by other events. Still others argue that causation is a combination of both random chance and predetermined events. The problem of causation is an important one, as it has implications for our understanding of the world and our place in it. It is also an important issue in science, as it is often necessary to determine the cause of an event in order to understand it. Ultimately, the problem of causation is one that will likely remain unresolved for some time to come. Main idea number 9. The problem of identity. Identity is the idea that we are the same person over time. The problem of identity is that it is difficult to reconcile with the idea of change. Identity is a concept that is often taken for granted, but it is actually quite complex. We tend to think of ourselves as the same person over time, but in reality, we are constantly changing. We grow and learn new things, our beliefs and values evolve, and our physical bodies change. This raises the question of how we can remain the same person despite all of these changes. The problem of identity is further complicated by the fact that we are not only changing over time, but also in different contexts. We may act differently in different social situations, or even in different countries. We may also have different roles in different parts of our lives, such as being a student, a parent, or an employee. All of these different contexts can lead to different versions of ourselves, making it difficult to reconcile the idea of identity with the idea of change. The problem of identity is an important one, as it has implications for how we view ourselves and our relationships with others. It is also a difficult problem to solve, as it requires us to reconcile the idea of change with the idea of identity. Ultimately, it is up to each individual to decide how they view their own identity and how they reconcile it with the idea of change. Main idea number 10. The problem of mind and body. Mind and body are two distinct entities, but they are also connected. The problem of mind and body is that it is difficult to explain how they interact. The problem of mind and body is one of the oldest and most difficult problems in philosophy. It is the problem of how the mind and body are related, and how they interact. The traditional view is that the mind and body are two distinct entities, and that the mind is the cause of the bodhi's actions. This view has been challenged by modern science, which suggests that the mind and body are inextricably linked, and that the mind is not the cause of the bodhi's actions, but rather a product of them. The problem of mind and body is a difficult one to solve, as it involves reconciling two seemingly incompatible views. On the one hand, there is the traditional view that the mind is the cause of the bodhi's actions, and on the other hand, there is the modern scientific view that the mind is a product of the bodhi's actions. It is difficult to reconcile these two views, as they seem to be in direct opposition to one another. The problem of mind and body is an important one, as it has implications for our understanding of the nature of reality. If the traditional view is correct, then it suggests that the mind is a separate entity from the body, and that it is the cause of the bodhi's actions. If the modern scientific view is correct, then it suggests that the mind is a product of the bodhi's actions, and that the mind and body are inextricably linked. The problem of mind and body is a complex one, and it is unlikely that it will be solved anytime soon. However, it is an important problem to consider, as it has implications for our understanding of the nature of reality, and our understanding of the relationship between the mind and body. Main idea number 11. The problem of language. Language is the means by which we communicate with one another. The problem of language is that it is difficult to determine the exact meaning of any given statement. The problem of language. Language is the means by which we communicate with one another. It is a powerful tool that allows us to express our thoughts and feelings, and to understand the thoughts and feelings of others. However, the problem of language is that it is difficult to determine the exact meaning of any given statement. This is because language is often ambiguous and open to interpretation. Furthermore, language can be used to manipulate and deceive, making it difficult to trust the words of others. As a result, it is important to be aware of the potential pitfalls of language and to be mindful of how we use it. The problem of language is further complicated by the fact that different languages can have different meanings for the same words. This can lead to misunderstandings and confusion, as people may interpret the same words differently. Additionally, language can be used to exclude certain groups of people, as some languages are more widely spoken than others. This can lead to feelings of alienation and exclusion, as those who do not speak the dominant language may feel unable to participate in conversations. The problem of language is an important one, as it affects how we communicate and interact with one another. It is important to be aware of the potential pitfalls of language and to be mindful of how we use it. Additionally, it is important to be aware of the potential for language to be used to manipulate and deceive, and to be aware of the potential for language to be used to exclude certain groups of people. Main idea number 12. The problem of truth. Truth is the idea that certain statements are objectively true. The problem of truth is that it is difficult to determine which statements are true and which are false. The problem of truth is one of the most fundamental issues in philosophy. It is the question of how we can determine which statements are true and which are false. This is a difficult problem because it is not always clear what constitutes a true statement. For example, some statements may be true in one context but false in another. Furthermore, some statements may be true in some respects but false in others. The problem of truth is further complicated by the fact that our beliefs and opinions can influence our judgment of what is true. We may be biased in favor of certain beliefs and thus be more likely to accept them as true. This can lead to a situation where we accept statements as true even though they may not be objectively true. The problem of truth is an important one because it affects our ability to make decisions and form opinions. If we cannot determine which statements are true and which are false, then we cannot make informed decisions or form reliable opinions. Therefore, it is important to understand the problem of truth and to develop methods for determining which statements are true and which are false. Main idea number 13. The problem of ethics. Ethics is the study of right and wrong. The problem of ethics is that it is difficult to determine what is right and what is wrong. The problem of ethics is one of the most difficult and complex issues that humans face. It is a study of right and wrong, and how to determine what is right and what is wrong. It is a difficult problem because there is no single answer that applies to all situations. Different people have different opinions on what is right and wrong, and even within a single culture, there can be a wide range of opinions. Furthermore, ethical decisions often involve difficult trade-offs between competing values, such as justice and mercy, or freedom and security. The problem of ethics is further complicated by the fact that ethical decisions often have long-term consequences that are difficult to predict. For example, a decision to allow a certain type of behavior may have unintended consequences that are not immediately apparent. Additionally, ethical decisions often involve complex issues that require a deep understanding of the context in which they are made. This means that ethical decisions must be made with care and consideration, and with an understanding of the potential consequences. The problem of ethics is one that has been debated for centuries, and it is unlikely that a single answer will ever be found. However, by engaging in thoughtful and reasoned discussion, we can strive to make ethical decisions that are in the best interests of all involved. Main idea number 14. The problem of beauty. Beauty is the idea that certain things are aesthetically pleasing. The problem of beauty is that it is difficult to determine what is beautiful and what is not. The problem of beauty is a complex one. On the one hand, beauty is subjective and can be interpreted differently by different people. On the other hand, there are certain elements of beauty that are universally accepted, such as symmetry and balance. This means that beauty is both subjective and objective, and it is difficult to determine what is truly beautiful and what is not. The problem of beauty is further complicated by the fact that beauty is often associated with certain values and beliefs. For example, a painting may be considered beautiful because it conveys a certain message or idea. This means that beauty is not only a matter of aesthetics, but also of values and beliefs. The problem of beauty is also complicated by the fact that beauty is often used as a tool of power. For example, certain people may be considered more beautiful than others, and this can be used to give them an advantage in society. This means that beauty can be used to oppress certain people and to give others an unfair advantage. The problem of beauty is a complex one, and it is difficult to determine what is truly beautiful and what is not. It is important to remember that beauty is both subjective and objective, and that it is often associated with certain values and beliefs. It is also important to remember that beauty can be used as a tool of power, and that it can be used to oppress certain people and to give others an unfair advantage. Main idea number 15. The problem of religion. Religion is the belief in a higher power. The problem of religion is that it is difficult to determine which religion is true and which is false. The problem of religion is a complex one. On the one hand, it is difficult to determine which religion is true and which is false. On the other hand, It is difficult to determine how to live a moral life without the guidance of a higher power. Religion has been a source of comfort and guidance for many people throughout history, but it has also been a source of conflict and division. The problem of religion is further complicated by the fact that different religions have different beliefs and practices. This can lead to disagreements and misunderstandings between people of different faiths. It can also lead to intolerance and violence, as people attempt to impose their beliefs on others. The problem of religion is not easily solved. It is a complex issue that requires understanding and respect for different beliefs and practices. It is important to remember that religion is a personal matter and that no one should be forced to follow a particular faith. It is also important to remember that religion can be a source of comfort and guidance, and that it can bring people together in a spirit of understanding and peace. Main idea number 16. The problem of miracles. Miracles are events that cannot be explained by natural causes. The problem of miracles is that it is difficult to determine which miracles are real and which are not. The problem of miracles is one that has been debated for centuries. It is a difficult problem to solve, as it is difficult to determine which miracles are real and which are not. On the one hand, some people believe that miracles are real and that they are evidence of divine intervention. On the other hand, some people believe that miracles are not real and that they are simply the result of natural causes. The difficulty in determining which miracles are real and which are not is that there is no scientific way to prove or disprove the existence of miracles. This means that it is impossible to definitively say whether a miracle has occurred or not. This makes it difficult to accept or reject the idea of miracles, as there is no way to prove or disprove them. The problem of miracles is further complicated by the fact that different people have different beliefs about what constitutes a miracle. For example, some people may believe that a miracle is an event that is impossible to explain by natural causes, while others may believe that a miracle is an event that is simply extraordinary. This means that it is difficult to determine which events are truly miraculous and which are not. The problem of miracles is a difficult one to solve, as it is impossible to definitively prove or disprove the existence of miracles. This means that it is difficult to accept or reject the idea of miracles, as there is no way to prove or disprove them. It is also difficult to determine which events are truly miraculous and which are not, as different people have different beliefs about what constitutes a miracle. Main idea number 17. The problem of skepticism. Skepticism is the idea that we should doubt everything. The problem of skepticism is that it is difficult to determine which beliefs are true and which are false. The problem of skepticism is a difficult one to grapple with. Skepticism is the idea that we should doubt everything, and it is difficult to determine which beliefs are true and which are false. Skepticism can lead to a paralysis of thought, as it is impossible to know for certain which beliefs are true and which are false. This can lead to a lack of progress in knowledge, as it is difficult to make progress when one is constantly questioning the validity of one's beliefs. At the same time, skepticism can be a useful tool in helping to identify false beliefs and to challenge accepted truths. Skepticism can help to uncover hidden assumptions and to question the validity of accepted beliefs. It can also help to identify areas of knowledge that need further exploration. Skepticism can be a useful tool in helping to uncover new truths and to challenge accepted beliefs. The problem of skepticism is a difficult one to solve, as it is difficult to determine which beliefs are true and which are false. Skepticism can be a useful tool in helping to uncover new truths and to challenge accepted beliefs, but it can also lead to a paralysis of thought and a lack of progress in knowledge. It is important to find a balance between skepticism and acceptance of beliefs in order to make progress in knowledge. Main idea number 18. The problem of time. Time is the idea that events occur in a linear fashion. The problem of time is that it is difficult to reconcile with the idea of eternity. The problem of time is a difficult one to reconcile with the idea of eternity. Time is the idea that events occur in a linear fashion, with one event following another in a sequence. This linearity is at odds with the concept of eternity, which suggests that all events exist simultaneously and that time is an illusion. This paradox has been a source of philosophical debate for centuries, and there is no clear answer as to how to reconcile the two concepts. The problem of time is further complicated by the fact that time is relative. Different observers may experience the same event at different times, depending on their relative motion. This means that time is not an absolute concept, but rather a subjective one. This further complicates the idea of reconciling time and eternity, as it suggests that time is not a fixed concept, but rather one that is constantly changing and evolving. The problem of time is a difficult one to solve, and it is unlikely that a definitive answer will ever be found. However, it is an important concept to consider when thinking about the nature of reality and the universe. It is a reminder that time is a subjective concept, and that it is impossible to reconcile it with the idea of eternity. Main idea number 19. The problem of infinity. Infinity is the idea that there is no end to the universe. The problem of infinity is that it is difficult to reconcile with the idea of finitude. The problem of infinity is a difficult one to grapple with. It is difficult to reconcile the idea of infinity with the idea of finitude. On the one hand, we have the concept of infinity, which suggests that there is no end to the universe, and on the other hand, we have the concept of finitude, which suggests that the universe is finite and has an end. This creates a paradox, as it is difficult to reconcile the two ideas. The problem of infinity has been a source of debate and discussion for centuries. Philosophers have tried to reconcile the two ideas, but have been unable to do so. Some have argued that the universe is infinite, while others have argued that it is finite. Still others have argued that the universe is both infinite and finite, and that the two ideas are not mutually exclusive. The problem of infinity is an important one, as it has implications for our understanding of the universe. If the universe is infinite, then it is impossible to know its true size and scope. If the universe is finite, then it is possible to know its true size and scope. The problem of infinity is thus an important one to consider when trying to understand the universe. Main idea number 20. The problem of existence. Existence is the idea that something exists. The problem of existence is that it is difficult to explain why anything exists at all. The problem of existence is a philosophical question that has been debated for centuries. It is the question of why anything exists at all. It is a difficult question to answer, as it requires us to consider the nature of reality and the origin of all things. The traditional answer to this question is that something must have always existed, and that this something is God. However, this answer does not satisfy many people, as it does not explain why God exists or why He created the universe. Other theories have been proposed to explain the problem of existence. One such theory is the idea of a multiverse, which suggests that there are an infinite number of universes, each with its own laws and physical constants. This theory suggests that our universe is just one of many, and that the laws of our universe are the result of random chance. This theory does not explain why anything exists, but it does provide an explanation for why our universe is the way it is. The problem of existence is a difficult one to answer, and it is likely that we will never know the true answer. However, it is an important question to consider, as it helps us to understand the nature of reality and our place in it.